But the trouble is out here, we get them stocked with, and they multiply, and then you've got a chicken up, and they start out, and then I'm going.
Yeah, I sometimes go to a town, go to the county agent's office, tell the county agent the person I want to talk to, set up my qualifications. And usually I have to wait about a half hour, so I go through all the literature. Last time I got a book on fish ponds. They say if you can't harvest your fish, you're done.
Yep.
Harvesting will be all right, but if you don't, they'll all go to rocks.
We have down here in this little pasture grew, had a pond, then when they started building a reservoir, which is a whole pit pond, is what they are. So, I have one of those there, and the water never run out. But we went fishing here a few years back, I don't know, a year or two back. And it, they were skeletons. The fish were so thin. We just took them out and threw them out on the grass, but tonight, because better than throwing them in. So, I've never been fishing there since last spring one time, but I've always went down there, and they come out with some nice fat fish. I don't know why, when the water has run in there enough. You see, if water runs in, they have fish go out, and they also can go out and feed on the sides of them. But the catfish they caught this year were nice. The best fish we have ever, that I have ever caught, oh, as a young boy, these streams, we were all, they weren't silver full. That was in the 30s that we lost, that everything's silver full. And there would be mud holes all along these, just a stream, and in the summertime, they'd be low. And we'd sew a couple of sacks together, hang a chain off of a binder, you know, to run on and gear it in the back. We hung that on the bottom, and we'd run through there, and boy, we came home with a bunch of color fish right there. But, and they were good if you didn't wait until the water got too low. But a number of years ago, I had a hog pond here. I call it hog pond, it's in the hog pasture. I use it for just for hogs. And it went dry, and I cleaned it out, and we got a heavy rain. And the other pond ran over, and there were 60 or 100 fish coming into this here hog pond. So the following summer, I knew they was in there. I'd seen them under the ice in the wintertime. They were little fish about that long. And the following August, we went through there and looked the same. And we caught 38 catfish that was about that long, and they were fat. Of course, I had a lot of hogs, and they fed
fertilized the water.
And those fish were just, those 38 fish, we had a wash tub. And it was about that much for me, so I was full of fish.
Oh my goodness.
So it just shows that feed, if they aren't overstocked. And anytime there's